Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. September 16th, 2020, we are rolling right into one of my favorite times of the year. It's called the Days of Awe, and this is a season that you can hear God, the heavens are going to open a little bit more in a greater way, and I'm going to be talking more about that in this episode. But first, let's just really open things up in prayer. Lord, we thank you that you're speaking all the time. We ask that you would open up the heavens to hear your voice. We pray, Lord, for the cures, for the coronavirus. We pray for the supernatural anointing over the coronavirus. We pray that the manifestations of medical breakthroughs are now here. And we pray, Lord, that you would release those. I see them. I've seen them. There's some already coming about. But I pray, Lord, also for the prophetic word for this month about restoring the storehouses on earth, so that there can be support for those in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, be sure to look at my prophetic word for the month of September that includes the Jewish New Year that we're moving into. We're no longer under the law of Moses, but God still moves and speaks on the Jewish calendar. So we're about to enter into that season in September. And my prophetic word that I released, it's called God's Plan, is being released in September. It's also podcast episode 144, where I go into the details of what God's doing. Recap for you. God's opening up the Malachi 3 windows of heaven, and he's opening up over our finances. He's opening up the storehouses. The storehouses on earth have been depleted, so that he's opening the storehouses in heaven. And there's going to be, you know, a release of supernatural finances, different things coming right now. Just check out my podcast and blog, DougAddison.com. You know, we need a fresh revelation right now. Honestly, there's been this storm. It seems like a storm, you know, with COVID-19 going on, the pandemic, and lots of stuff going on. But, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up that new standard. And this is the time that we're entering. It's called the Days of Awe. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, September 18th to the 20th. That's actually starting this week. And then 10 days later, September 27th and 28th is Yom Kippur. And this is the time right now that we need to be in reflection with the Lord. And the books are being opened in heaven over us. And during this time, the Lord is looking at promotions. He's looking at assignments. He's looking at ultimate callings, your destiny. Everything like this is being looked at right now. And you know, at one point, I didn't understand this in my life. In fact, my prophetic friends around me were all having these visitations, and they were real amazing things that would happen. Then the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to go back and look up the Days of Awe, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I looked up on a calendar on the internet, and I went back and looked at my journal. And, you know, sure enough, the Lord was speaking to me during those times. It might not have been a face-to-face encounter, which I know. I still don't have those. I have visions and dreams. But I want to encourage to not get disappointed in how it comes to you, but ask the Lord to speak to you right now. And so here's some things that can prepare you for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We don't want to get legalistic about this. You don't want to say, oh, it wasn't between this date and that date. Jesus didn't come in. An angel didn't speak. Just look for God to speak, whether it's through a dream, a vision, through someone speaking to you and through you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God wants you to prosper, especially right now. He wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. And the key to this is to understand what that means, blessing and prosperity. For me, prosperity is having the freedom and the finances or the means to do what God calls me to do when he calls me to do it. And so maybe you're different, but that's fine. And so I like to have that freedom. My wife and I were humble in other areas of our life, you know, so that we can do the things that we feel God's calling us to do. It's where your values are. So prosperity doesn't mean you have to have a $1 million house or anything like that. Prosperity is just aligning yourself with what God has for you and getting it into your heart. Actually, we need to look at our heart issues during this season, and things like, you know, jealousy, pride, idolatry, greed, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. So it's during this time, God wants to help remove the clutter of your heart issues so that you could gain greater clarity about your assignment, about your life calling, about the season that we're moving into. And also, we want to guard your heart from anything that does not flow from the Lord. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And so that's a good one to maybe put on your refrigerator. Remove anything in your heart or in your ways or in your life that may stand in the way from you gaining greater clarity or walking closer to God. It's often a process. Don't be hard on yourself, because your life and your destiny and your assignment is like a connect the dots drawing, and each dot represents a season of your life, a job, a lesson, an experience. God's moving right now. He's going to move people into this new time, and we need to grab hold of the prophetic word for right now and look for the ways to be able to be a blessing, to bless others. Or if you don't have the finances, maybe God's going to bless someone around you to be able to help you. I'm just convinced that this is the word of the Lord, and we need to take time, really, and get clarity, especially this time of year. As things unfold, you know, you'll get the bigger picture. You know, maybe where you are right now, you might not understand it. But I tell you, if you start seeking after God, he will take you through these times. He'll take you through the times of testing, or he'll take you into the seasons of blessing. And usually, the time of testing comes right before the time of blessing. And what I mean by testing is Ecclesiastes 3:1. There's a time for everything. And there is a season for everything under the heavens. And the time of testing doesn't mean pass or fail, you're out of here, you know, or anything like that. It's not a harsh, judgmental thing. God wants to bless you, but there's times, you know, he might hold back from giving you a greater blessing because he doesn't want you to fall into idolatry or something that would really get you off track. So he waits on those things, and he moves these things out so you can move into a season that, right, so what we're moving into right now is a season of blessing so that you can be a blessing. And, you know, this is a time. God's going to unfold things over the next few weeks and months. And sometimes God will bring us through the times of testing. Other times he'll lead us through it, the time of blessing. But he has that bigger picture. The bigger picture of your life is now unfolding. This is the time of the year that it tends to do that. And this is a season where you can develop deeper trust in the Lord, and also to get his plans and to take care of things so that you can align yourself with what your future is. And as you align yourself with heaven and on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus said when he taught his disciples to pray in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven, as you align yourself with those things, you will begin to change your present. When you change your present, you change your future. And it's a process always. So take a moment and try to, you know, capture what God's saying. You know, try to live with purpose or live on purpose. God's speaking all the time. Are you listening is the question. So if you feel God is calling you to do something specific for this next year, then keep your ears open. Your heavens are filled, or maybe you don't have no idea what it is. Then, you know, I'm going to pray and ask God to bring some revelation to you. And right now, actually, you could ask the Lord to speak to you concerning your destiny, concerning your assignment. And I feel a lot of people are going to shift in assignments because we are in a new normal now. Some people who, you know, haven't worked online need to be online. maybe talk to an online recruiter or something like that. Some people who worked in a certain field might be changing right now. There's a lot of time that's going by where God's about to open things up for you and through you. So I want to encourage you, don't be a victim. Don't sit back and, you know, be a victim for things, and step up and just ask God to open things up for you as well. I think that many people need to grab hold of this change. This is a new normal that we're moving into. I don't believe that we're going to wear masks for the rest of our lives. I don't believe that the coronavirus is here to stay. But I do know that we have to walk through this season to get to that other side. We walk through this. God's releasing strategies and plans. In fact, that's one of the prophetic words I got for this year was, Lord, release the prophetic plan that we may know it. Release that prophetic plan from heaven that we may know what you're doing. So, Lord, we pray that you would open that up. I pray for anybody who's never heard or hasn't heard the Lord in a while, speak to each person. I pray that he would speak to you through dreams and visions, speak to you through prophetic words in the Bible in different ways. I pray, Lord, that nothing will be held back and that you would open the heavens right now. I pray for those who are being, you're aligned. I'm seeing many people who blessing is due you. In fact, you're overdue. In due season, the Lord says he will bless you. It's due season. And we're going to shift things into gear. So, Lord, I pray that this would now be a year of destiny for many people. And I pray, Lord, that you would open the heavens over each person here that's listening in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, stay tuned. I've got some questions at the end that are really good about developing financial flows and income and the Joseph anointing. And first, I want to just really remind you, or maybe you didn't know about it, and to let you know about a couple of resources that will really help you to hear God. Maybe you don't know how to hear God, or you haven't heard God. Maybe you didn't know that I had a webinar recently that we still have out there called Discerning God's Voice. It's the ability to know the difference with God, yourself, or the enemy. Just go to DougAddison.com/discern. Also, getting aligned, how to understand the times and seasons. This is another seasonal thing. And it's a workshop replay that's available. DougAddison.com/align. We'll work with the times and seasons. And then /discern will help you get into the ability to hear God. All right. Well, I got these questions. These are from people who submitted your questions in, and these are more of the how to develop, maybe some of them are business oriented, but how to develop some things. Here's a question. I'm torn between ministry and business. How do I know if God is calling me to ministry or business, or either or both? Well, I tell you, my experience is you can't separate them. Ministry and business need to go hand in hand. And when God first called me into starting a business for a ministry purpose, I did both. I did everything together. I believe that God is calling you right now, many people, into a time where you'll use your business for ministry and your ministry for business. Here's another question. How do I walk out my business ideas without compromising my faith? I don't want to be pushy sales that turns off other people. Well, actually, there's a misunderstanding. Compromising your faith, you know, there's a whole, it would take me too long to explain this. There's a big misunderstanding of what that actually means. You can be out there in the world and not have to be pushy and a salesman, you know, like a salesman for Jesus to turn every conversation over to the Lord. You don't have to do that. In fact, it's better to go in and learn and come under the wire with things. And know when to talk about the Lord and when not to talk about it. The Lord is going to use that even greater. And so without compromising your faith is another topic that I probably don't have time to go into. Here's another question. I have a desire to make a good deal of money because I know God wants me to do. How do I work through the feeling guilty of wanting to be prosperous? And is there hidden blocks or mindsets? Yes, there is. I had to break through this. I did. I had a poverty mindset. And then God called me to Hollywood, you know, to minister here in L.A. And so the thing is to get healed of any money issues. You'll want to get healed of your money issues so that God can flow through you. It's okay to be prosperous. In fact, I was just thinking right now that there's a free ebook I have on this. DougAddison.com/5steps. These are 5 steps to open the heavens over your finances. All right. Well, it's been a good one. I want to remind you to follow me on the internet and get the Doug Addison app. I'm on the Apple App Store and Google Play. All right. Wow. I hope you have a great week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.